Officials at Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo are trying to figure out the best new home for their two Asian elephants. Late last year, zoo officials announced they'd close the exhibit and send these magnificent and endangered animals to another zoo so they could be part of a larger social herd. But should another zoo be their next stomping ground? From KUOW, part of our Contributors Network, Deborah Wong reports.
The zoo's two Asian elephants share a heated barn and about an acre of open space. Their enclosure is set amidst trees and includes a waterfall and a pool.
So here's Chai.
On this day, 35-year-old Chai and 47-year-old Bamboo are having their afternoon visit with their keepers.
It looks like they're getting some treats, probably some apples and sweet potatoes.
That's Nancy Hawks, the Woodland Park Zoo's general curator. She says the zoo staff is sad about the elephants leaving, and tears have been shed.
It was a tough decision to get to, and it's probably still sinking in for many of us. But I think what I always tell my staff is you have to just distill it down to what's best for the animal. I think when we think about it that way, we know in our hearts that it's the right thing to do.
And what the zoo has decided is that the elephants need to be around more elephants. Elephants are social creatures, and they thrive in bigger social groupings. At first, zoo officials thought they could build the herd here. They aggressively tried to breed the younger elephant, Chai, but stopped after realizing her fertility was impaired. They also tried to acquire Asian elephants from other zoos, but without success. 34 zoos in the country have Asian elephants. Hawk says 15 of them are looking to acquire more, and Woodland Park Zoo officials are now talking with them to see which would be the best fit.
It's going to be a bit of a match.com, just in terms of personalities. We know these two girls really well, and we'll have lots of conversations about how they will fit into another herd.
As the process moves forward, though, critics of the zoo are pushing for a different sort of home for the elephants, one with more space for them to roam. Aline Fortgang is co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. She says elephants shouldn't be in zoos at all.
They're family-oriented. They travel huge, you know, great distances. They need space. And captivity just doesn't provide that for them. They don't thrive. They physically and psychologically suffer.
For years, Fortgang and her group have been pressuring Woodland Park Zoo to send its elephants to a 2,300-acre sanctuary in California. It's run by the Performing Animal Welfare Society, or PAWS. And they now have powerful allies in City Hall. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray and several city council members have endorsed the sanctuary movement. Here's Mayor Murray at an October event, just before the zoo announced its decision to close the elephant exhibit.
It's tough. There's really strong disagreement in the discussions I've had with zoo board members. Politically, I don't think it's helping the zoo. But politics aside, I think the science indicates those elephants shouldn't be there. Ultimately, it's going to be the zoo's decision.
City taxpayers provide about one-third of the zoo's funding, but the city has no control over it. The zoo's Nancy Hawks says people often have strong and differing opinions about animals. But the zoo has a philosophical difference with sanctuaries. Sanctuaries, she says, are places that have done a good job rescuing sick or needy elephants. But the zoo feels Chai and Bamboo have a job to do.
Our mission is to continue to educate people about elephants and about what's happening with them all over the world. You know, there's 96 elephants being killed every day. And we want our two elephants to continue to tell that story to the public.
And Hawk says she's confident they will have good choices for Bamboo and Chai. They want to keep the elephants together, so that will rule out some zoos. But she says there will likely be 3 to 5 zoos that could be good future homes for them. Zoo officials are expected to announce their decision in the coming months. Critics say they will continue to lobby to send the elephants to a sanctuary. For Here and Now, I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.